Also in the headlines this evening, Indian Army and Navy stepped up efforts today to rescue hundreds of thousands of people marooned by floods and facing severe shortages of food in the east of the country. Officials say at least 3 million people have now been displaced from their homes and at least 90 killed by floods after the Kosai River burst a dam in Nepal, swamping hundreds of villages in Bihar state and destroying hundreds of thousands of acres of land. Rajan Kolsha is the program officer for Christian Aid. We spoke to him as he returned from a visit to the flood-affected area.
Yes, the situation on the ground is very bad. Rescue operations are very, very slow. And this is also for the first time that all the three wings of the Army, Navy and Air Force, all the three wings are in action. But still, you know, much cannot be done because the water has totally taken over and it's also being difficult to assess where the people are. And whoever are escaping do not have anything with them, neither clothes nor food. The very important factor here is the government sources say death number is 18. Local people and leaders say that the number would be more than 1,000. This flood majorly has affected around 4 million. The rescue operations have rescued, you know, less than half a million. One important thing which I would like to say is that within India and within this flood-affected people, flood-affected city, still the people who are, you know, in a slightly better position are coming out, donating and trying to give help in whatever way possible. So my only request to the international community would be to try to extend all possible help.